free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my creative and crafty podcast, Thread Snippings. This is episode 117 for Thursday, August 27th, 2026. Recorded using Google Voice Recorder because I haven't been able to get Authonic to cooperate lately, but I'm still introducing it as if I were going to add the Authonic intro and outro. I hope I will. I hope I'll be able to. I am going to call this episode an unexpected headband. I wish I had thought to record it at the time, but I didn't, so I'm recording it after the fact on Friday morning, the 28th. But this is the Thursday episode I'm getting caught up. So on Thursday, I decided I had time before my hair appointment and Toastmasters meeting. I decided to take one last run to Michael's to see what there was to get there. Or more specifically, to see if there was anything I could use to decorate the wings for my Lady Adeptica costume and possibly to make some sort of headdress. I was very surprised to see in the clearance area for summer items this little plush headband that was almost the same shade of blue-purple as the main fabric for the dress. It's kind of a little more purple, but it works well for my purposes. And it allows me to sew things onto it, so that's exactly what I'm going to do. I also got some more craft foam, so I'm going to make the side fins out of that craft foam. They're the same darker purple as the wings, and the taller stand-up ones are going to attach to the back somehow. They're also going to be made of the sparkle sequin fabric, and I think I'm going to continue to use that technique with the plastic stakes meant to hold up the cards. I still have two left, plus the pieces I didn't use from the first two. So I'm hoping to use those as a sort of a support structure in combination with some of the heavier interfacing that I used on the wings, probably. I don't have any more polyester fiberfill. I might use that, although that would probably make it way too heavy. I should probably just stick to the interfacing. Because, yeah, if I use anything but the interfacing and the little plastic stakes, it'll probably be too heavy. On a related note, the last of my extra polyester fiberfill that I originally got for Puchiko's tail happened to be exactly the right amount for Adeptica's tail. I was very happy to see that. I made the wires just a tiny bit longer than it needed to be. I'll probably loop it around to make a loop. And I'll probably sew it down. I don't want to cut it off, because then it'll be sharp. It occurs to me that although I named a previous episode a triangular tail, when you put polyester fiberfill in it, it isn't a triangular prism anymore. It's a cone. But it still looks nice. I'm still really happy with the effect. Today, I'm going to be doing more sewing and figuring out what I'm going to do for Amy Talks About Stuff number 300. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I just have to find the right MP3 and work on it on my desktop PC. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.